Los Angeles has lost a peacemaker, a man who saw the worst side of L.A. and tried to fix it. This week, Darren Beau Taylor died of cancer at the age of 42. NPR's Mandalit Del Barco has this remembrance.
As a member of the Crips street gang, Beau Taylor dealt drugs and got shot at repeatedly. But after the L.A. riots in 1992, Taylor had what he called a spiritual awakening. In an interview last year, he told me that's when he decided to create his group Unity One that helped negotiate a ceasefire between warring gangbangers.
In my heart, I wanted us to all get together to stop the killing. It was just too much, you know, I was tired of it. Been over 200 funerals, so I'm like, at some point you get numb to it. I couldn't cry no more.
Taylor worked in the streets, the jails, and City Hall as a peace activist, and he had something many others didn't. Street cred.
He could talk to presidents of countries, and he could talk to Peacestone Crips who are still in prison. And that's rare.
Civil rights attorney Connie Rice says Taylor helped her draft city policies to prevent gang violence. She says Taylor was an extraordinary motivator for gangbangers.
He tried to get them to understand why they behaved the way they did, why it was wrong, and how they could change, because he had changed. And he was telling them, grow up, stop this madness, time to be men. And he could talk to Latinos, African Americans, Asians, police. He could cross all of those silos and bridge all of those worlds.
You know, I love Beau Taylor. We were friends, and we worked together as well.
L.A. Sheriff Lee Baca says he got to know Taylor's work in the county jails and prisons, where he taught life management skills to thousands of inmates.
I really admired his ability to balance and consider points of view, not only of the street people, but of law enforcement as well. And that's why we in the Sheriff's Department trust him. You know, we love him. We think he really stood up for what's right.
Last year, Taylor brought his mediating skills to the airwaves of a popular R&B radio station.
The Beau Taylor Show.
The Beau Taylor Show.
Beau Taylor.
Beau Taylor's midnight show was part therapy session, part community hotline. His callers ranged from prisoners to victims to police, prompting some fans to call him the Dr. Phil of the gang world.
For the next 2 hours, we're going to take a little break. We're going to pause for the calls.
In his final days, the bald, tattooed 42-year-old faced his greatest battle with cancer. The last time I saw him, in May, he was meeting with other veteran gang interventionists in South L.A.
It's been a long time, man. Wiz, Nugget, I see y'all.
The former rivals were forming an academy for gang interventionists. And though Taylor had just endured another bout of chemotherapy, he gave an impassioned speech.
What are we going to pass down to the next generation? Is it just a world of violence and corruption and craziness? Or are we going to pass down some tools that they can use to survive? Our city is waiting on us. Our city is dependent on all of us. This state, this country is dependent. Believe it or not, this whole country is dependent on what comes out of this room. It's a lot of people dying, man, that don't have to.
When he was finished speaking, even the toughest ex-gangbanger in the room had tears in his eyes. This morning, they plan to gather once again to remember their friend, Beau Taylor. Mandalit Del Barco, NPR News.